Then I opened my front door and put the letter in my mailbox, and it tipped the happy little red flag up. Today marked the first visit of the girl from Homemade, Yolanda. I spent the morning thinking of what to wear. I couldn't bring myself to do the wash being located inside of a closet that is not very maneuverable. Instead, I took each one of my 7 shirts out from the closet and laid them on my bed and inspected them for lint, holes, food, stains, and odors. The winner was my blue shirt, so I put it on, making sure to align the buttons properly, and wetted a comb and ran it through my hair, and washed my face and hands as I was taught to, scrubbing behind my ears, scrubbing my nails especially. I arranged myself on my couch, a glass of ice water placed virtuously on the end table, my glasses at the tip of my nose. I was reading something I thought would be impressive, a fat book on politics. Noon came and went. I waited 15 minutes, and then began having a dream of Chinese food. The greased and glowing kind, unnaturally orange chicken with sesame seeds nestled in its crevices, white rice and buttery clumps that come apart wonderfully in the mouth, pot stickers, ridged and hard at the seam and soft at the belly, crab rangoons, a crunch followed by a lush, bland creaminess, chocolate cake, nothing Chinese about it, but the